a lot of developers would like to have, you know, deterministic behavior from their applications. When is it appropriate to use such a real-time requirement?
So the little catchphrase I like to say about this is that if all you're concerned about is maximum transactions per second, then real-time Java probably isn't for you. That's not what we do best. That's not what we're optimized for. So our engineering trade-offs are toward predictability, not transactions per second. Yeah. So, but if what you need or your application needs is to execute a particular transaction at a particular millisecond, then nothing will work for you except real-time Java.
So you can always get more throughput by doing things like load balancing or adding more systems, but you can never get more predictability that way. And people try to do this, as you know, they run systems, maybe, you know, 20, we've heard 20% load, 30, 40% load. And the reason they do this is because they want to leave enough room on the system so if something happens, they still get everything done and they're trying to get their quote-unquote predictability. But you never really know, right? And when things get really busy, that predictability that they've achieved, this pseudo-predictability, is out the window. With the Java real-time system, you can guarantee that these important threads will get done.
I think a lot of people use an enterprise Java for that, which doesn't have this sort of real-time.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and they are the ones that are, believe me, very, very interested here, because it just turns out that they're all happy Java consumers. They've all done lots of optimizations for speed. But at the end of the day, basically where most of them are in the capital markets area is that they're in the single millisecond area where they're starting to feel the pain, right? If they get a garbage collection pause that takes them out of that kind of single digit millisecond world, they see direct financial impact. At a kind of conceptual level, the RTSJ is just an API layer on top of Java SE. So this product passes the Java SE TCK. All of your Java SE programs will run without modification. So, however, it's somewhat surgically implanted, right? So it is a different VM. In order to get these kind of predictability, this kind of guarantees, we have to actually modify the VM to do this. But it's still completely 100% Java SE compliant.
To what extent do you see some of these technologies finding their way to the mainstream Java SE distribution as an option?
Right now, we feel that you know, the kinds of applications that we really support well are very specific. So, market equity, trading engines, industrial automation, military command and control, telco. So these are very specialized applications. And until the general purpose world really would make the shift to wanting to do things predictably with respect to time instead of just trying to get throughput, then we really don't play there well. So for example, the gaming industries, the games writers. Now, they're writing real-time programs, but they have learned over their history how to get games to work well on non-real-time systems, even though they're writing real-time code. They go through heroic efforts to try to make that happen. Nevertheless, that's the common practice in that industry. We can offer them easier and more advanced and theoretically correct solutions, but it's a group that doesn't really actually think they're doing real time. They've learned how to use these machines. They have deadlines, and you know they need to get the next game out really quick, and so they do what they did last week. And until they sort of make, if and when they make the leap, then you know we probably won't be in as part of the mainstream.
Do you see at all sort of this desire from developers to become more to get more predictable behavior from the VM, just in general, apart from the markets that you mentioned?
We do.
Yeah, definitely do. I mean, I think to Greg's point, I think that over time, I think we will see some more predictable real-time behavior migrate into the standard VM just for that purpose. Because as systems, I mean, one thing I point out is, as we discussed earlier, if you are someone who's concerned about execution with respect to a time or a specific time frame, you're a real-time consumer. Well, how many applications today are developing service level agreements or quality of service marks? These are things that might require more control. If the system is busy performing a variety of transactions or functions, then you have a service level agreement to live up to. You know, what happens today, you know, they, again, try to work it out with different means. Over time, I think people will desire to have a system where you can actually, declare that some threads are more important than others and that some agreements will be met. no matter what.
For example, the one example I ran into recently was from Siemens, and they build set-top boxes. And they always have they OEM these to other providers, right? So they, but their customers always complain that their customers complain that the remote isn't really that precise. Sometimes you know you hit it and it doesn't change channel, and sometimes you hit it a few times and sometimes it's slow, and that's all a function of the system not being a real-time system. So there's just things that are missed. There's deadlines that go by. You don't see the signal from the remote. When the signal does get there, maybe the system's busy doing something else. And so so you have this sort of softish kind of feel between the remote and its effect on the TV. They would very much like to be able to have a set-top box where when you touch the remote, it doesn't have to be instantly, but it always has to be exactly the same amount of time late, right? So as long as it's right, so it's predictable. If it's predictably, even if it's noticeably delayed, if it's exactly the same all the time, people are happy. We started out with clubs and axes, and those are physical things, and they work sort of intuitively as you would expect they work, right? When you start to introduce, and also sort of the other thing that works really well is like light switches. Normally, when you turn on a light, the switch, the light comes on. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, what if the light switch was connected through a computer, and every time you turned it on, there was sort of this unknown delay, right? People are uncomfortable with that sort of thing. So there is sort of a quality of service demand for this kind of work.